Gormila maith go tiúlaí agus gormila maith go tháil agus sibse ar fad ó bhéal as chur a thartam an sáhanocht. Thanks so much for inviting me here tonight. I'm informed that it's my third guest appearance. I thought it was my second, but there you go, as the years roll on. I'm going to read for you tonight from my latest collection, which is called Maná d'Ár Mhair. And that means, roughly translated, Women Who Lived. The idea for this collection was actually growing in my mind over a number of years. Some of the women to whom I've dedicated poems, I was lucky enough to have met in my own lifetime. Others I didn't even know existed until I went and researched them, and others I came across by accident. But the general thread that runs through all of these poems, the only thing that connects all of these women, is that they were remarkable in their bravery and their willingness to stand alone in order to pursue either their beliefs or in order to do something unusual in their lives. So, Gormila maith agaib as Aisteach le Manocht, I will read you the poems as I've written them in Irish. Some of them I'll translate, some of them I'll just tell you what they're about, because to be honest, when I translate a poem from Irish to English, I never quite achieve a poem in English. So I'd be just giving you an idea. And if any of the translations happen to sound like poems, well, that's great. Okay, go ahead. So on Chiad Dán, Solas an Bhisnig, this first poem is dedicated to female rights and health activist Vicky Phelan. And I don't think I need to explain any more about who Vicky Phelan is. But the poem itself refers to Irish bureaucracy. First thing in the morning, it gets up and gets ready for work. It lights the blowtorch so that all of the doors are sealed and all of the spiders are told to start weaving their webs so that all the secrets and the mistakes are cosseted in dark corners and so on. And when Vicky Phelan was going for her treatment there last year to the States, this was something that I wrote for her just to say that the sisters for whom she advocates were building a wall of love around her. Solas an Bhisnig. Nuair a hitin armoring loadí wooing le bracha maidina, is go drán in a drám huan, dúshín dán is cahan ima ar fór. Éirín mair lahas na héirin, is tasnín á réta chéan dobran lai, lasa an téad thórste, táhú dórste, cromann na dúain alla ar hníafing réasáin, a lúpig fé frámúlach kio, chun na rúin is na botúin galéir a chlóhrúi gwingíd oracha. Ahnimid ar mailis ar mail nor ecimidiad ar lasa trí holas the vishnig ir a fúr na pórta. Fíach, hamid a fáshga da laiva, baróg a dóchas sám rehe gwing ort, falling chana a fishtu amat an tros, ar nyeaga nasga le chéle, in a skialvolag cosanta haimpel ort. Okay, second poem is called Athéine Nocht. And some of you might be familiar with that photograph made famous by photographer Dave Killen on social media. The 20th of July 2020, during the attempted suppression by riot police of a peaceful protest in Portland, Oregon, in response to the death of George Floyd, an anonymous woman removed all of her clothing, and wearing only a beanie hat and a mask, she faced the riot police who were firing pepper spray and live rounds into the crowd. And with her vulnerability and her nakedness, she challenged them. So I've kind of envisaged the, because she was dubbed Naked Athena, I've envisaged this to be the battle between Poseidon and Athena. Athéine Nocht. Portland, Oregon, Cahar Yeranach, Yaran Alach. Ilarn is ride a fiochta, Mahin she duhlan in a potoga, Gair a gosh in a scavoga. Fechioch cloch is rocher, Faishin she mar haifsha emil sterime. I'm sheen till solace a crot for nocht, Shechas pukin eyes hat a beanie. Splunken rau coin er flugged, Traven pilair pubber. Sit in ish, tugan she aig er an gahalan fe ede alogach, ordeana gaelgus spreta as a runtach noch the corrorha, stan and sheed in marath hawing. On pian aram Poseidon eremohar, coolian, dulthian, da gyal coric. Okay, so an chiad dán ile ha gomanish sin tanamha ná gan srian. This is about one of your own, a County Cork lady called Joanne O'Riordan. And Joanne's, this poem is a tribute to Joanne's existence. Again, I don't think I need to explain who Joanne is, but just in case there are any of you who haven't heard of her, she's a young lady who was born with a very strange and very unusual condition called total amelia. She was born without limbs, and her brother made a film about her called No Limbs, No Limits. So having seen that film, this is the result of it. And so, incidentally, in the poem, I use phrases from the Irish language that refer to the limbs as confirming matters. So Verum Malavdot is the first line. That means I guarantee you, but literally it means I give you my hand that such and such. So I use words related to limbs. Okay. Verum Malavdot gur belgaha doyenta shachas a will kelta a gotart hain. Leshkihan machri etalimus macheti oilach fehagrena. Fiach rot negati dunta egale. Curran mohos dacodot, nach banglum lyric groma and tail. Clushum auran aener and limbs at hailach, a hien secure in a loch solish a lean and lay. Villain of Ocala. Sholat the horror, grad the hosses boiled the voslum tamil, govecatu, iscum lashatu and tirsha farum. On sail shahim, gansrian, gansraher. Margaret? Okay, my next poem is very short indeed, like the lady to whom it is dedicated. Her name was Rosie Hackett. She was a Republican, a trade unionist, a print worker who worked in Liberty Hall before and during the 1916 Rising, who handed James Connolly a copy of the Proclamation of 1916 while it was still wet. Rosie Hackett was about 4 foot 10 or 11 in height, a tiny woman with a mighty heart. In 2014, one of the bridges across the Liffey was named in her honour, the first in our time to be named after a woman. So here it goes. Drihid the Rosie Hackett. Kelur for fast the ea green a kaharach or gennerkach dil. Fos a gomper oolig er a draum a vadresha himachta. Fos a sheenahin sevior na voil. So I'll just give you a very brief translation of that. Bridge, she will be celebrated forever in the heart of the city, our darling rebel, still carrying loads on her back long after her passing, still throwing herself in the gap of danger. Okay, so a few of the poems pay tribute to the suffragettes, and really, you know, I presume you all know who those women were and what they achieved and how they existed at a time when 50% of the population of most of the world was disenfranchised, most of the world that called itself democratic, incidentally. So inadvertently, some of the poems refer to men as well, and this particular one does. So William Sedgwick was born in 1855. He was a teacher, epidemiologist, bacteriologist, and a key figure in shaping public health in the US. He was a professor of biology at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Now, here's the interesting bit. He asserted very publicly that the mental exertion visited upon women, should they ever be allowed to vote, would cause their ovaries to wither. Now, 5 years later, his worst nightmare came to pass when women in the US were enfranchised. And surprise, surprise, Their ovaries survived it. So, Léme and Donner Dushing Eiling, I'll read it for you first in Irish, and then I'll read you my translation in English. Ni Howring Mavota, the William Sedgwick. Wi ye kemya the ENTE, Retaordis, Retaord and Ilani, I'm Shahor B. Be a troch der Vulinius aged, she a hog of an odd ne left thing in it yet. Hirach she a turdim, mater le fragrach DNT, mar be shin and kima di. Wi adrani gach angishi, a chinital gach luber, lor and a valkish veen, a doigle gramen in neata gach struck a dot on a gatra. Wi a rearach, is a skurach, e a dies anamnacha, agis yaravoch na coursen dot. Or be a yenach idder vertich der na conner he shiachan a galeers the counter. A gorsi torhulachta is bringe, o yakri a horu. Hagach mana is kailini a fisru gaganisach. Agis yinshe shog a leer fe chermike bask na knesta a fear. Is vien tale, mar vidrefurach a le fe chermike eg basra, nor evcho knesta kiena. Ach, Bí cuaram amháin ná raibh in iúnt di, agus ní raibh aon ghol tar a sin. Níor cum agaí ina deilimh ná ina gné lena gaoise chur a bhfeidhm i gcúrsaí ballóide. Thún sé a ghoran séamh, agus leag go bog ar a mórd é rompa ar agla aon amhras. Dúirt fear léanta, agus creid sé é, go searagach a síolann, go bheochach a thufagáin. Gogurach le héad de dhéon vachtnamh neamh riochtanach is a bhainach leis na cuasaí sin i bhanta si í. Agus fecha le héad de radaracht sráide is a bhí ar bun fé láthair. Neamh bhanúil. Neamh thorthúil. Bhear leis go bhanach si i mon cuaramí neamh chúlánacha an tí. Bhear chúha í. Now, agus an leagan Bearla, I wouldn't vote for William Sedgwick. She was keeper of the house, arbitrator, home arranger, finder of food. Talk about loaves and fishes, she was a miracle worker. He would always ask her opinion about affairs of the house, as she was the homemaker. Conciliator of all discord, she knitted back smoothly every dropped loop, neatly stitched and repaired every tear that came between them. She oversaw and scrubbed clothes and soles, and the neighbours would tell you that she was chief negotiator, peacemaker of the whole area. In matters of the womb, she couldn't be beaten. Girls and women came secretly seeking, and she did all this under the direction of her husband's gentle hand. And she was lucky, because sisters of hers were ruled by hands that weren't so gentle. But there was one task which didn't suit her, and there was no getting away from it. She wasn't designed in body or mind to exercise her brain at the ballot. He closed his gentle fist and placed it tenderly on the table, just to dispel all doubt. A learned man had said, and he believed him, that her ovaries would wither at such entirely unnecessary thinking as would be required for such matters, cause her fits of fainting. And all that romping on the streets, the carry-on of the moment, was unwomanly and unfruitful. No, he'd prefer if she stuck with the unchallenging and easy household concerns she was used to. It was more her thing. Well, Creach no me better. I might just finish up with this last one because I have a full translation of it as well. And it's not very long, but it's very relevant to Cork again. Let me see where my page order is. Okay, so this poem is dedicated to the late soprano singer from Cork, Cara O'Sullivan. Now, I happened upon Cara's story when I was watching Nationwide on RTE1, and Anne Casson had a feature in which she interviewed Cara's sisters and friends, and I was very struck by the fact that she was such a talented singer. I mean, I knew of her singing before that, but I didn't know the story about her getting dementia at a young age and how she battled it. And, you know, how that horrible disease just destroyed her cell by cell in her brain until her fantastic gift was destroyed, and then she herself succumbed to it. So it's called Nóta ar Nóta. This was actually broadcast on the Lyric FM poetry file sometime last year. So it's still online there if anybody wants to hear me reading it and explaining it. And the poem also kind of alludes to our general attitude towards people who have mental illness as well. So I've taken a little bit of poetic license with where I've placed the incident. But anyway, I'm allowed to do that, I thought. So, Nóta ar Nóta, the Cara O'Sullivan. Hug me ishtach le mi chan coffee a gol fe huinis. Shanachus berga yanavlish and maid demo yerifura ha fauca. Marhoshi a gale luwun. Kial ar kial, Nóta ar Nóta. Ach, darudan sheen a realacha. Is a mach le ar an uair lár. Tás ní an dhíine ag uta mál le mích an pórd, a fíachant ar a chéile orm sa an son. Go dí go líanan glór sa prán an áit in a híd a thille, fé mar a bheach si a dír a rá, fáilte ó chrí roibh go léir an sa an ocht. I bhaitan a súl, líanan an seamra le smólíní, glóisecha, lonta a cléitar na chos ar gáin. A mail shuar gafi le mill a goha, si violeta I a canna a scail. Cleach lian da log a donna in a gartini de velvet crow yarrug. Tílan a ur lár in a garpaid galanta. Et a lian copain charts clár a machan in iug. Agus fagan in a niag, glinni fianna. An ish agus la traviata fe lawn shoil, Sian cosht a Mary Shear ar a gan pord, dint ar áras ciol drá miach da fáras da cast a coffi srod fádrig. Stadan tráach na gos la smó, balian cor chuig ar an gosán, is aistian le na ninín féin, caradífa a fágant slán. Note by note. I brought her in with me for a quiet coffee, to chat a while with what's left of my sister, because she's slipping away from me, cell by cell, note by note. But she forgets the rules and takes the floor. People begin to fidget uncomfortably, exchange glances, then look towards me, until the flood tide of a soprano voice fills the place as if she were trying to say, "You're all most welcome here tonight." In the blink of an eye, the room fills with song thrushes, linnets, blackbirds flutter above our heads, sweetening our coffee with her honeyed voice. She is now Violetta singing her tale. Brown blinds transform into curtains of claret velvet. Floor tiles turn to opulent carpet. Cardboard cups fly away and leave behind glasses of wine. And now La Traviata is in full flight. Customers sit back and relax, watch while the Costa Coffee on Panna becomes the opera house of Paris. Hordes of busy feet on the street stop as the people of Cork gather and listen outside to their own daughter, Caradiva, saying goodbye.